Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've been commemorating the anniversary, the 11th anniversary of the attacks of 9-1-1, lest we forget. And as long as you know me, as long as you hang out with me, we're not going to forget. I promise you. As long as you know a guy named Rich Galen, you're not going to forget. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is with us, folks. His website is mullings.com. Please check it out and subscribe to his cyber column. Rich, I want to talk a little politics because I don't want to let you get away without bringing us up to date on where things are. It looks like the president got a little more of a bounce. The Dems got a little more of a bounce out of their convention than the Republicans did. I know the timing issue was there. The weeks that the Republicans was before Labor Day, the Dems were after Labor Day. The second one always probably does a little better than the first one. Where do things stand right now?
Well, I think the hill is a little steeper for Romney, but still, I think for most people that follow this professionally, they still agree that the growth potential is on Romney's side. That most people have made up their mind about the president one way or the other, and it still falls to Romney to convince people that he is an appropriate replacement as president of the United States. And frankly, I don't think they didn't get it done. They went out 1-2-3 in their convention, the Republican convention. As I wrote the other day, I don't know that Obama was that terrific, but and I'm not sure whether any bump that he got, and it looks like it's about 4 points, 4.5 points, whether that's for a bump for Obama or a bump as a result of Bill Clinton. And at some point, you run the risk of Clinton. Of Obama looking like he's just hanging on to Clinton, literally to Clinton's coattails, and I think Chicago's worried about that.
But you know, Rich, and you've taught us this over the last 11 years, all those polls that you're citing mean nothing today because this is an electoral college thing. And right now, there are only about seven states, in my opinion, there are seven states, maybe eight, but seven states that are going to decide this election. And I did some numbers yesterday, and you know, Obama, if he doesn't win Florida, I don't mean Obama, if Romney doesn't win Florida, it's pretty close to being over.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. The hill is,
he
the hill
can
is higher
win,
for Romney.
Mathematically, he can win if he doesn't win Florida. But if he doesn't win Florida and Ohio, either one or the other, if he doesn't get Florida or Ohio, it's over.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, that's where this thing is going to be fought.
Yeah.
And you throw in Virginia and you throw in Wisconsin. And,
right.
You know, some of those Nevada,
Iowa,
those other places.
Iowa.
And I think Pennsylvania's out of reach, so that's probably
Pennsylvania's. I put that over in Obama's category. I put North Carolina in Romney's category.
Romney's category, right.
But I mean, this thing is, we're going to know what happens by 9 o'clock Eastern. We're going to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, because almost all of these are in the Eastern time zone.
But here's what's interesting: if you give Romney Florida and Ohio, they're tied in delegates. In electoral college votes.
And remember, I haven't done this, but that's a good point. I'll do this today. Under the Constitution, you can't say, "Well, the Republicans control the House, so he'll win." The way that the vote is taken, if it's a tie in the Electoral College, is each state gets one vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Senate, for vice president, each senator gets one vote. But it's not, you can't just say, we have to look and see. I mean, we know that California gets one vote, and that'll go for the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd have to go back and see how each of the delegations stack up, Republican versus Democrat, mm-hmm. and add those up to see what would happen in a tie.
What do you think we've got to look forward to in the debates?
Oh, I think these are. I mean, I think they're going to be very telling. And both sides are taking them extremely seriously. You know, there are three presidential debates,
right,
and one vice presidential debate. Unlike the Reagan-Carter year when mm-hmm. it was only one debate, And I think you know, these things have gotten to the point. They're so formulaic.
If you're a Republican, would you be concerned that all the moderators are kind of liberal media types?
No, I mean you just got to take what you get. I think they take their roles very seriously. I know all of the moderators, and they're serious people.
The debates, that's, Romney's got to be all in at that point, right?
Yeah, but the good thing about the debates is, you know, there's only going to be, I mean, you know, out of the 21 or 22 questions that will be asked, you can pick from 40 that are likely to be asked, so everybody's ready for these things. It's very difficult in this day and age to
I got to wrap it up, Rich. Thanks for being here. Rich Gaynor, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.